Shopping for a Kluger? Visit three great Toyota locations today. Berwick, Pakenham and Cranbourne Toyota.
Kogan Mobile. Get started for just $4.90 for 30 days. KoganMobile.com.au/radio.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
And it's great to be live here at the Australian Open Tennis. The vibe is certainly hot at the moment here. It's been fantastic and the weather's getting hotter. And once the tennis is done, the next big international event will be the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. And the Australian Grand Prix Corporation CEO, Andrew Westacott, has been good enough to give me a few minutes of his time. Welcome to you, Andrew. Great to have you on again.
Lovely to speak to you, Dwayne. Yeah, 11 weeks today, and probably this time in 11 weeks, Formula One's going to be on track right now. So it's exciting, and we're not far off actually commencing the circuit build at Albert Park. So a lot to do.
It's been a long time in the waiting, Andrew.
It has. A lot of false starts. I think all we did was cancel events in 2020 and 2021, whether they were MotoGP or F1 events or even new events down at Phillip Island. But there's a real commitment from everyone. Formula One's already making the arrangements to bring the cars, the equipment and the teams out. And, you know, we're going to be happening. In fact, we're going to be happening bigger and better than ever, Dwayne, because we've got more grandstands that have been built and there's a huge demand.
So you've got the opportunity to build more grandstands. So even if you do have a 50% capacity, you might still have the old capacity, Andrew.
Well, that's a very good way of putting it. It's not good economically, but it's a nice way of putting it. And, you know, no one wants to circumvent the rules. But we've got a park that's 2.5 to 3 kilometres long. It's 176 hectares and, you know, it's in the fresh air. So that's akin to going to the beach and just walking around the streets of Melbourne. And at the moment, we're planning for 100%. And that's the way I think it'll materialise. And there might need to be mitigations, but that's a long way distant from our planning at the moment, Dwayne.
Yeah, it's great to hear you hoping for 100%. We're all hoping for 100% for all sport going forward. And let's hope it's sooner rather than later. And how is ticket sales going, Andrew? It's been 3 years, so are people, you know, pretty excited to be able to go to a Formula One Grand Prix again?
Yeah, they sure are. Look, they haven't been able to go overseas. If people did ever want to head up to Singapore or even some European races, they haven't been able to see supercars terribly much over the last couple of years. Netflix has stirred the emotions for the new fans. Max Verstappen and Lewis last year, wow, that was global news. And the other thing is, you know, we love live sport and we love Formula One, and we've got Daniel Ricciardo, who did win a race last year in Monza, and McLaren has won 6 times in Melbourne. So if they get the new spec right in the 2022 car, Dwayne, we'll see what happens in the early races in the year, but it's exciting, and that's why there's ticket sales being very, very strong.
Will we see Oscar Piastri as well?
We will see Oscar. We've just seen him this morning. He was out inspecting the new circuits and receiving, actually, the Sir Jack Brabham Award for the biggest achievement by an Australian in world motorsport. And Will Power's won that award twice, but Oscar's the only person ever to win it back-to-back. And we will see him, but there'd need to be a fairy tale with maybe Fernando Alonso or Esteban Ocon, one of the Alpine drivers, succumbing to COVID or something like that for Oscar to get a drive. Now, it'd be wonderful if he did, but I think it's more likely in 2023, to be perfectly honest.
And a slightly altered track?
Yeah, we needed to resurface the track. It was the first time in 25 years that needed to be done. And in doing so, the cars have evolved a lot since 1996. And so we took out a couple of turns around Lakeside. We widened 5 of the turns and we re-asphalted and changed the camber in the turn. So it promises to be faster, about 5 seconds a lap quicker. And there's new spec cars for 2022. So that all adds to the excitement and it should make for a lot of unpredictability.
And you do have arguably the biggest rivalry in world sport going on at the moment between Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen. Even non-Formula One fans have sort of jumped onto this because it's so real.
It was real. I mean, that was drama. I think, showing my age here, I loved the comeback from the Australia 2 crew in 1983 on Newport Sound. And, you know, when Christian Horner said he needed a miracle, well, he got a miracle. And, you know, it was tough for Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes. But I tell you what, that was sport at its finest. And, you know, there's a lot of debate and discussion about the circumstances, but, you know, we're going to see them going head-to-head here in Melbourne, and, yeah, it's really going to be exciting.
So are all your drivers coming in vaxxed? Are all the teams vaxxed? Have you read the situation in Australia, given the Australian Open kind of gave us all the eye-opener that we didn't really want, but we had to look at?
Well, the answer to your two questions was yes and yes. The teams vaxxed, yes, they are. And the drivers vaxxed, yes, they are. Will there be exemptions? No, there won't. And these are arrangements that we've had in place for a long period of time. So these aren't a knee-jerk reaction to what's happened at the tennis. They're arrangements that Formula One and the government have put in place. They're consistent with the border regulations. And globally, Formula One knows that it's got to have continuity. And when it sends people away, and there's probably 2,500 people who make a Formula One race happen every week or every fortnight, Dwayne, they know that they've got to have policies in those place in place. And those policies are 100% vaccinated and no exemptions. And that's the way it'll exist probably in all races, but definitely in Melbourne, which is the one I can talk to.
And the MotoGP, how are we looking for that as well later in the year?
Well, I'm excited because we've got Remy Gardner, the reigning, well, the current now Moto2 world champion, and Jack Miller on the Ducati and Remy on the KTM. Remy actually had a little bit of a mishap the other day on a dirt bike and cracked a bone in his one of his hands. But it's exciting because, in the same way that we've missed our heroes on four wheels, we've missed the pilgrimage to Phillip Island. So that'll be the next cab off the rank for us on October 16. And we're going to be really excited to welcome Remy to the shores as world champion.
Pretty exciting stuff, Andrew. It makes it a bit easier, I suppose, as a CEO, knowing that everybody is vaxxed, I'm sure.
Well, it does. And I mean, you have to look at the great job that tennis did for the 2,500 or so who were vaccinated. It was obviously an outlier, and that's what caused the issues. But there's no outliers. It's not a situation that Formula One is willing to entertain because they've got their own business continuity. It'll be written into the sporting regulations, and it's a sport that relies on precision. If you look at the engineering required to design and build a car and then make a pit stop in 1.88 seconds, they know what's needed to be done at the highest levels, and this is no exception. So they're the rules. We've put that behind us because it's a really simple rule, and it's one of the conditions of entry, and we're excited to have them here for race three in April.
And Sydney's not pinching it. They made some noise for a while.
Oh, they always make noise, and it reminds us that in the world of major events, you should, A, never be complacent, and never take your eye off the ball. I mean, the great thing about events is that they promote cities around the world, and so it's a big indication of why Formula One is coveted. If South Australia last year and in late last year, New South Wales are saying that they want it, because that shows that it's in high demand, and we've got 23 races around the world this year, and that's the biggest in Formula One history. So there's a lot to like about it.
Hey, great to have you on, Andrew. You're always good to me when I pick up the phone and dial your number, you say, yeah, what time? So I really appreciate it. Hey, give ticket sales a plug. I'm sure you've got some hospitality offerings or some new general admission areas you'd like to tell people about.
Well, there is. You know, there's going to be a release of products, hospitality, grandstand and general admission, on the 8th of February, because they are selling very, very quickly. But keep an eye on grandprix.com.au. There's a lot of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook feeds that are telling people about it. But 8th of February is when we're going to release more grandstands, and they're in new locations, and that is exciting. So there's a lot to like about it, and there's a lot of excitement. And if you miss out on a grandstand, Dwayne, we're going to make sure that there's some massive viewing areas that people can come along and experience Formula One for the first time, but just have a great day out in Albert Park.
Good to hear from you, Andrew. Pretty excited that it might be 100% capacity, and that you're building some new areas to make sure the numbers, everybody that wants to get there can get there. We'll talk soon. We might talk on the 8th of Feb.
You bet. That sounds good. 2 months out would be great. Great to speak, Glenn. Cheers.
Andrew Westacott, Australian Formula One Grand Prix CEO. We'll take a break. Plenty still to come. Stick around. We're live at the Australian Open here at Rod Laver Arena. Brett Phillips is going to bring us up to date with everything that's happened here so far today and what will happen with Ash Barty on court a little bit later on. So plenty still to come, including your calls. If you'd like to join me, 1-300-736-736, the open line, brought to us by Werribee Kia. You can give Werribee Kia a call on 1-300-BY-KIA. That's 1-300-289-542.